We're in the middle of Simen Ches. We're actually at the end of Simen Ches. We're up to Sif Tes Vav. So yesterday we spoke out Sif Yud Dalet, and we spoke about the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Mem Vav, where the Gemara talks about every time you're mamashmesh b'tfillin, you have to make another bracha. What does yamashmesh mean? So the Beis Yosef brings out two opinions. Either every time you basically take them off and put them back on, you have to make another bracha, or only if it moved out of place without your knowledge, and then you move it back into place. It moves out of place without your knowledge, and then it moves back, and you move it back into place.
That's one Bishad, the other Bishad, you took them off completely?
Basically. Or moved them out of place and put it back in, but intentionally moved it out of place. Okay? So the Shulchan Aruch holds, we spoke at yesterday, that every time you move the tefillin or the tzitzis out of place and put it back, take it off, put it back on, regardless of the reason, you have to make another bracha. The Ramah says, no, you do not need to make another bracha. The only time you need to make another bracha is if the tefillin moved out of place without your knowledge, and then you go to put it back. So, Lamaisa, so everybody agrees, if the tefillin move out of place, and you put it back into place, you have to make another bracha. In theory, everyone agrees to that. However, the Mishabura over there in Simin Chav Hei, Sifkata Mem Dalet, brings down from the Shla, that nowadays we don't make another bracha if we're in the middle of davening, because the assumption, as long as you're in the middle of davening, even though it moved out of place without your knowledge, that's not called the Hesach Hadas, and your bracha continues. If you're one of those people in the Rova that learns all day with tefillin on, that might be different. But in terms of wearing it just for the davening, so you're not going to make another bracha. So based on that, we basically have the same din by Hilchos Tzitzis. Simen Chesiv Tezvav. Enough for Talisa Shloba Miskavi. The talis fell off without intention. The Chozer Misate, if he goes to put it back on, Sarech Levarech. He has to make another bracha. Okay, so that's the same thing like the tefillin, and they point out over here, Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out over here, that just like by tefillin, the Shlach tells us, l'mais in the middle of davening, you're not going to make another bracha. Then if your talis falls out of place without your knowledge, and then you go put it back on, you're not going to, practically speaking, bottom line, we're not going to make another bracha. So what we call in Jewish, l'halacha v'lo l'mais.
Learning with him, his towels fell off, and he also said, no, he's not to carry on Shabbos. His towels fell off, and he was all so upset. I don't know what can I do. I can't. I think it's mistaken whether to make a bracha or not. He didn't know.
Right, so this is if it's in the middle of davening. In the middle of davening, the Shabbos says, don't make another bracha. If it's not in the middle of davening, it's after davening, you're learning, whatever, so then if it fell off without intentions, then you might make another bracha. Then the Beis Yosef continues, Rush enough for kula. That's assuming that the whole talis fell off. Only if the whole talis fell off. But if only most of the talis falls off, but not the whole thing, you're not going to make another bracha. Okay, now the Beis Yosef learns this out from what we actually learned a few weeks ago in Simen Tzadi Zion. There it says, if your talus falls off in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to put it back on. You have to leave it on the floor. If your talus falls off in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to put it back on. So there we say, only if the whole talus falls off. If most of it falls off, then you're allowed to put it back on. So the Beis Yosef says, what do you mean? Only if the whole thing falls off, you have to make another bracha. But if most of it falls off, you do not have to make another bracha. The Taz disagrees. The Taz says you cannot compare the two cases. Once it didn't have sick in your Shemoneh Esrei, and once it didn't bracha, so the two are not related. You can't learn one from the other. And therefore, the Taz wants to say, who did over here? If most of the Taz falls off, that's another reason they have to make another bracha. Now, the Rabba, the Gra, they seem to go with Shita Sataz. Let's see that in the Mishabura. Sifkata and Lamid Taz. I feel the matter about skin and behesit talisa, even that which you pass came back in your dalit. If you take off your talis, aldas, with intentions to put it right back on. And we said, even if that extends a couple of hours, ain't sarach levarech, you don't have to make another bracha. This case, if that's love, is different. Bazeh gara yose. This case is worse. The nafa below das, because you didn't take it off with kavana. It fell off. You didn't even know it was coming off. And in that case, ozdala mitzvah, so the mitzvah is gone. Even though you're still wearing it since this, your talis katan, talis gadol falls off, you have to make another bracha. Again, this is not lamaisa based on the mishabura shla in the chasfilin. That in the little davening, you're not going to make another bracha. Then he says sifkata memal of apa pishenafla ruva hataz. The gamma grom it's sad the divrei hataz. And sounds like they hold even if it fell off rubo, you're going to make another bracha, not kulo but rubo. Again, lemaisa, you're not going to make a bracha either way, so it doesn't. We don't have to pick a team over here. Now he says, "Kuliyama imnafal me'al kol aguf." Avavishin just biyado tzarech lebarach. Now everyone agrees if it falls off your body, but you happen to be holding it in your hand, that doesn't count. Meaning, he's holding his hand, all of a sudden it falls off, and he just all that's left is in one hand. Let's say so, it fell off. In fact, it's in your hand is meaningless. That's called nafla kulo. And then in theory, everyone says you're going to make another bracha. Okay, this is very important. The end of Sifkat and Mamalaf. Mi shalokach talis asatik. He took the talis to make a brach on it, to wear it. He started making hitzchah levarech alav, and before he finished the bracha, someone took it away from him, whatever that means. Someone else's talis, whatever the case is, talis disappears. And he has the tefillin in front of him. So he can shift gears in the middle of the bracha. His intention was to make a bracha on the talis. He can shift gears and finish the bracha on the tefillin. Yochel asayim a bracha laniach tefillin, and he's yotze. However, they bring over here, and this happens a lot by food. You make a bracha on something, and then whatever, it disappears. Whatever happens, it falls, it gets dirty. So in footnote 61, they bring that from Rabbi Yashiv that you cannot do that by food. If you make a bracha on food and the food disappears, whatever that means, and now you want to, you're in the middle of a bracha, now you want to shift gears to a different bracha. You start making a ha'etz, then the apple disappears, but you have a banana. You want to shift the hadama in the middle, mid-flight. You can't do that, Rabbi Yashiv says. The tefillin is just different. Tefillin, because you have to put on tefillin anyway, tefillin is a mitzvah, you don't want to eat a banana, and therefore it will not work by Birkas HaNanin, it will work over here by the Birkas HaMitzvah. Okay, Sif Tes Zayin. Sif Tes Zayin. Okay, Sif Tes Zayin is related to Simin Yud Ches. Simin Yud Ches, the famous Simin Shulchan Aruch, the pasuk says by the tzitzis arisa moso, so you have to see them. What does that mean? The Rambam says it means that there's no mitzvah of wearing tzitzis at night whatsoever. The Rosh says no, there is a mitzvah to wear tzitzis at night. There is no mitzvah to wear tzitzis, put tzitzis on four-cornered night garments. Night garment equals pajamas. You have four-cornered pajamas, and if you're wearing them at night, that beggar is but different tzitzis. But a day garment, like our tzitzis, that you wear at night is fully chayiv in tzitzis. Machlokas Rambam Rosh, basically we are not, we don't decide between the two. We're choshish for both, basically. Okay, that means when we wear tzitzis right now, it's at night, we're wearing tzitzis. According to the Rambam, no credit. According to the Rosh, full credit. So, if you were put on tzitzis at night, you wouldn't make a bracha, because you can't make a bracha. According to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah. You have to fulfill both opinions to make a bracha. Okay. Now, one of the, there are many nafkaminas to this machlokas. One of them we said is a bracha at night. The other nafkamina is, you sleep in your tzitzis all night. That's how he sleeps in his tzitzis. Wakes up in the morning, he's wearing the same bag that he wore all night, and he wore the whole day yesterday. Does he make another bracha in the morning? According to the Rambam, he can make another bracha. Because the whole night, it was a hefzik. No, all night, there's no mitzvah. According to the Rosh, he cannot, because he got credit all night for wearing tzitzis. It was just a continuation. Now, the pashtus, simple, understood simply, this is a machlokes Rambam Rosh. There is a Chuvas Rosh that sounds like he's on the Rambam's team over here. I'm not going to get into that. Everyone discusses it. We can leave that aside. But Parshat Pshat, this is dependent on Machlokes Rambam Rosh. The bracha should only work until a certain point?
Until I wake up. Until the morning.
I'm not sure. Because in that case, you took it off. Here, you're saying you'll take it off in the morning and put it back on, type of thing. I don't know, maybe. maybe. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Ches, Tezayin. Halon betalisa balayla. He sleeps to the talis at night. Sarech levar chalav baboker, afim lo pashal. He has to make another brach in the morning, even if he doesn't take it off. Okay? Which sounds like the Mechaber here is paskening like the Rambam, but again, there is a Shuvas HaRosh, even though the Shuvas HaRosh doesn't seem to fit into the regular Rosh. That's all discussion. Here the Berakh God brings down Shuvas HaRosh. When you make a bracha, you usually make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. If you can't make the bracha before you do the mitzvah, because you're already in the middle of the mitzvah, so you just like ruffle the tzitzis. He put on the talis too early to make a bracha. When you make a bracha, you just like play with the tzitzis. Now, Mishabura over here, Sifkat and Memvav says, Sarach Lavar, the Kaimelam, because we have Laila Lazman Tzitzis, the Habe Hefsik. Okay, and that Pashtus is the Shita Sarama. V'yesh Cholkim Bazeh. Those are arguing this. Kevan Diksus Yom Chayiv Af Balayla Adas Amixus Aposkin. Because a daytime garment is high even at night, so there was never an interruption. How can you make another bracha? And it's a bracha, yes. And therefore, Suffolk brachos lahakel. Suffolk bracha. So the Mishmur Paskin is against the Mechaber. Do not make another bracha. Now the end of Sifkat Membeis, the Mishmur brings down. Let's say you take a nap in the afternoon. Shabbos afternoon, you take a nap. So this used to happen to me. So now when I take a nap, it's with my tzitzis, with my shirt, and then there's no shiloh. But let's say taking off your tzitzis, take a nap. You're in camp, it's very hot. During the day, you take off your shirt. If you just wear your tzitzis on top of your undershirt, you're going to choke yourself. You take off your tzitzis. And now you wake up 2 hours later, good Shabbos afternoon nap. So what do you do? So Mishmur says, Hayashim Bayom Shnas at Saharayim. Take an afternoon nap. Who may seem a little bit out. You take off your tzitzis to take until we said, if you take it off for 2 hours to go swimming or take a shower or to whatever. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, don't make another bracha if it becomes. But here you're sleeping, so maybe that's more Hesach Hadas. So it says Mishmur, Yesh Deos Ben Aposkim, Zevacha Hesach Hadas. It's a Machokas Aposkim. So, Suffolk bracha, you're not going to make another bracha. But the problem is when you take it off, you're putting yourself into a Suffolk bracha situation for when you put it back on, and that's a problem. So, Mishmur gives us an eight. Even though it's hard to wear it at night, you know, during your nap, because you might choke yourself, but you can, you know, cover yourself with it some degree, so it's always like on your body. Then you don't need a bracha according to anybody. And the dirshu, they point out, that really depends on the nature of wearing tzitzis. If you have to wear it or just put it on top of you. We're not going to get into that right now. For Shlomo Zalman, it's another svara. Sleeping people are putter from all mitzvahs. So it could be even according to the Rosh. Maybe that's the explanation of Shuvas HaRosh, why it's not close to the Rosh. Shlomo Zalman says, if you're sleeping with your tzitzis on, let's say all night, he's not with tzitzis. And now you don't get a mitzvah if you're sleeping. I always assume you get a mitzvah every second you're sleeping with your tzitzis. But Rosh Hashanah says, all Yashin is part of a mitzvah, so you're not going to get a mitzvah. So even according to the one that says it's chayiv all night, but if you're sleeping, you're out of the game. If you're out of the game, so then there was a total hefsik. And as soon as you wake up in the morning, boom, it's a new mitzvah. Because even in theory, all night you can carry the mitzvah, but that's only if you're awake, not if you're sleeping. That's what Dirshu brings down from Shlomo Zalman. You definitely, no one says to make a bracha at night. Not nobody. That's the Machlokes Rama Rosh. We're talking about in the morning. Is the night considered a hefsek?
Same thing if someone is falling asleep in the sick.
That's what Shlomo Zalman says. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. Shlomo Zalman says you can pull out the sukkah while sleeping. Right. Ches Yitzayin, and with this we'll conclude Simon Ches, B'siyat Dishmaya. Niskasa Bebegin Shulchai B'titzah V'loit about Titzah. If you put on a four-cornered garment that does not have Titzah on it, B'tal Mitzah Titzah. See, Mavatel Mitzah Saseh of putting Titzah on a four-cornered garment. If a person just neglects to wear Titzah, he's not Mavatel Mitzah Saseh, he's just neglecting to fulfill a positive commandment every second of wearing tzitzis. But when he wears a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, that's exactly what the Torah said not to do in a positive way. The Torah says, if you wear a four-cornered garment, put on the tzitzis. He didn't do it. He's a mevatel, a mitzvah of tzitzis. Oh, one last thing. On the Sivta Zayim, a person who sleeps in tzitzis at night, the way out of the problem, first of all, if you wear a talis, there's no problem. you never make a bracha on the tzitzis. Basically, you make a bracha on the talis gadol, and with that you pat to the talis katan. But a yeshiva bracha, who's not svardi, and not a yaki, and he does not wear a talis gadol, so the etza is to switch the beged in the morning. You have two pairs of tzitzis, and in the morning switch. The if you're wearing the same one, you can't make a bracha. You can ask someone to pat to you. But if you switch the beged, so then we spoke about that at length, like Friday afternoon, so then you're going to make another bracha.
You said that the following must say twice.